What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frieder, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have Selini Beanie on the podcast. Can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, of course. My name is Selini Beanie on all of my social medias, or just Selina. And I've been DJing for about 6-7 years now, and I'm from San Francisco. I just want to say thank you, Daryl, for this podcast, because I've been listening in and it's been really inspiring for me, especially where I am right now.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we're super excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. And we want to hear your story as a DJ and use your story to help other DJs in their journey as well. So super excited to hear, you know, you've been in the game for 6-7 years. So walk us through that journey. I'll talk to us a little bit about what sparked your interest to become a DJ and kind of give us some insight on where it went from there and lead us to where you are today now.
For sure. So it started when I was in high school, which wasn't actually that long ago. It started in my junior year of high school, and we had like a health fair festival at school during lunch one day. And there was this organization, this nonprofit from in the city of San Francisco. They came by and they're called Horizons, the DJ Project. And their goal is to educate youth through hip hop education. And I saw that they were giving out stipends to students to learn how to do audio production. I was like, oh, that's cool. I can get paid to learn how to produce music. Like, that's awesome. So I went with that program and I did that for that summer. And I honestly didn't love audio production when I was doing it, but I saw that they had another program, the DJ program, and I walked into the room and I saw all these like vinyl turntables, and I was like, wow, I want to know how that works. I want to try that out. So I talked to them and I got into that program, and I started doing that during the fall of my senior year of high school. And as I was learning how to mix on these turntables, we weren't using like computers or anything. They wanted us to learn kind of the foundation and the structure of mixing before all the digital stuff. And so I have kind of a lot of respect for all of that, especially growing up in this newer generation where we, you know, it's so easy to just click the sync button. But with that, I bought my own controller, really cheap controller. And at the time I was really involved in student government at school. So I was talking to my teachers and I was like, can I spin the next festival or the next school dance? And they let me do it. So I started just DJing at school for fun. That happened. I got a chance to DJ at school. And then when I went to college, and I went to a community college, Santa Monica College, and I got involved in student life there too. And they let me DJ the college-wide fairs and the college-wide graduations, alumni events. And that was actually the first time that I realized I could get paid for this. I was like, oh, they offered to pay me, and I was like, you'd pay me to play music? Like, that's cool. And at this point, like, I had been doing this and I hadn't considered myself a DJ, really. Like, it was just when people started like referring to me as the DJ, or like my friends would call me, oh, like, she's a DJ. And I was like, I guess I am a DJ, you know? And at this point, I had started kind of upgrading some equipment. I started getting back into getting turntables. And so I was playing on vinyl again, kind of the vinyl to digital system. And after the 2 years of community college, I transferred over to UCLA and I started studying political science. And while I was at UCLA, I joined a cooperative, which is a student-run housing situation, and it's cheaper. But it was cool. Anybody who's ever lived in a co-op at any college, you know that it's its own unique experience. And I think this was really the turning point for me, because at this co-op, I got to be a part of this thing called the Social Crew, where we we threw the parties every week, not every week, bi-weekly, for 2 years straight. And I got a chance to DJ to like international students from all over the world. And I think that that really changed my perspective on what all of this was, because that really honed my ability to read a crowd, to feel the energy, to really know what it's like to have control over a room and to set the mood for a room. And that's kind of when I started, honestly, even at that point, I hadn't taken it seriously. Like I was really just having fun with it. And I'm not gonna lie, like during parts of all of that, I had a lot of doubts where I was like, you know, I don't really wanna continue doing this hobby or this thing. I was just so busy, or I wasn't in a good place in my life. And, you know, college is insane, so a lot happened, but for some reason it kept finding me, I kept doing it. Also through college, I started becoming friends with a lot of musicians because I was in LA. They were mostly jazz musicians and like neo soul musicians, but that started to change how I heard the music. Like I felt like I had more appreciation for a lot of genres. Like I started getting a lot more into funk, electro funk, jazz, neo soul, R&B, like disco. So I started playing a lot of those genres. Something about jazz is that jazz really made me appreciate turntablism more, because there's the aspect of improv and the aspect of just like reading an energy in jazz that I didn't really get until I really saw live jazz and saw my friends play. So that really changed all of that. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty much like what I've how far I've gotten. I'm pretty like, even though I've been doing this for 6 years, it feels pretty recent to me. But through the pandemic, I've been able to just see a lot online, and it's been inspiring me to do more. Yeah.
That's great. Super exciting journey. I feel like it's just been super organically growing along as you grow as a person and just becoming a very cool part of your journey where you're just seeing these different opportunities to grow within your DJ journey. So I'm excited that we're here on the call and hearing this. And I think that's super important to learn about some of the things that you were able to learn from your journey. And I'm super excited to just continue to dive deeper into it. So, you know, sure. After, you know, you had that, you know, experience, especially being at college and had the 2 years where you were kind of the resident DJ for your college, you know, talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you learned in those times that got you kind of the foundation of being a DJ and start to build your name. So talk to me a little bit more about that experience and kind of what you learned from it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. And I wanted to just say, like, school actually has been so pivotal in all of this, because I think when I was at UCLA, I got the chance to take a class called Black DJ Culture and Music Migration, which brought me back to just the foundation of hip hop and where all of this came from. Because in this class, we were talking a lot about the hidden parts of hip hop, parts we don't really talk about. Like we always talk about DJ Kool Herc and, you know, his innovation, but we never talk about how it was his sister, Cindy Campbell, who was a woman, who was really the first hip hop promoter. And it was because she was fundraising for some clothes. And that was what gave him the opportunity to DJ all of these events. So I think we don't often talk about the women in hip hop history, you know? So it's about time we celebrate that, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah. I really found, I think through college, I really found like this kind of love for the history of it and whatever really represented. Because something else we talked about in this class was how through history, DJs are cultural shifters, where no matter how small of a party you're DJing or how big of an event you're spinning, you're bringing your perspective and you're bringing your taste of music. You're also reading the crowd, right? You're not just playing music that you like, you're reading, but you're also bringing people together. It's like a melting pot. Like for me at the co-op, I really saw worlds collide. It was often like reggaeton versus hip hop, but I thought that was a cool like crowd to play to, like finding a balance between that. But for me, Oh, something very interesting. This is kind of, I'm just jumping a little bit back and forth here, but I remember in college, I was really learning the whole request thing, because I think any DJ will tell you like requests are very annoying and they can be, but I think the cool thing about requests in the situation I was in is that I was learning a lot of music I didn't know. And even if I didn't play all the requests, I was learning and being able to go home and take those requests and listen to them and kind of find my way, kind of find a middle ground with those requests. So I kind of took that and turned that around. In my opinion, I really like that.
Yeah, I think that's super exciting. And I feel like DJs play an important role to the nightlife industry, to entertainment, and enjoy in total the culture of music. Yeah. And I think that, you know, you're playing an important part as well, you know, being a woman DJ and are being very influential in the spaces that you are playing in and really setting the vibe and the mood and playing those important roles in people's lives. DJs are used in so many different aspects of life, weddings, yeah, parties, graduations, you name it. In most events, people are going to have a DJ, and sometimes people don't even notice, and DJs are often overlooked. And I think that by being able to share your story and also just talk about the influence and the history behind how DJs have been involved, kind of bringing a light to what DJs do, is super important for me as someone that's building a business and a company within the DJ space, and people that I'm connecting with and are able to share their stories and really get their voice out there. So I really appreciate what you've been able to share so far. And what we're going to do is jump into a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into some of the things you're currently focused on and some of your plans for the future. Okay.
Sounds good.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with Selene Beeny. She's telling us an amazing story about her journey as a DJ. So when we left off, we were just talking about some of the things that you did previously over the past 6 years and your learning lessons. But I would love to talk about, you know, where you see yourself going right now, and then also in the future of your DJ career. You're very young in your journey, but I would love to hear some of the things that you're doing now and what are your plans for the future?
Definitely. You know, it's crazy because, you know, this past year, I feel like I honestly felt like I haven't taken most of this seriously until the pandemic hit, honestly, because I kind of had like a hard time in my life recently. I left school right before I was going to graduate, because my father's cancer had progressed, and that really pushed me to just pause my life, like in every aspect, and come home and kind of prioritize my family and be there with them. But through that, and then the pandemic hit, then in a weird way, I felt like the world slowed down with me, and it got me a chance to just catch up with everything. But it kind of gave me a reason to really reevaluate all this. So in the hardest times during that last year, I was able to just make mixes for the first time, actually put out a mix and actually learn different softwares, learn more of everything, just learn different aspects of all this. And I think it's really given me the chance to consider taking it seriously. And I was always in the hardest times finding an outlet, so music was a really good outlet for me. But I was also trying to find answers, because I was also, you know, just really lost. You know, not only, so kind of going back a little bit, when the pandemic hit, it gave me a chance to actually go back to school online at home, from home. So I got a chance to finish school during that duration where we were, you know, we were in a weird place. But that also meant I was a postgraduate. And anyone who's a postgraduate knows that it's kind of the scariest time of your life, because you don't know what you're going to do with your life. You don't know if you're going to grad school. You know, you're still figuring out what to do. And I'm still in that space. But I was looking for answers. So I started reading books. I started reading self-help books. I started reading mental health books. I started listening to podcasts. And this was one of the podcasts I actually came across. And I just started listening on my way to work. I started listening and I started really thinking. And it really inspired me to start going out. As the pandemic started opening up, or like things started opening up again, I came out to a couple events to see other DJs I had been admiring for a long time. And this podcast, when I was hearing other DJs kind of tell their story and say, oh, like, they took that step or that initiative to just do it, to just talk to people, to just meet different people, to learn. That was in my head when I was out at the clubs or out at events, and I was kind of just going up there, and I met a lot of people, and I got the chance to just learn about their stories. I wanted to know their stories, and that started in my mind creating this pathway, like, oh, I can see this actually happening. It wasn't just an idea in my head. It was like, oh, I can see actual steps happening. Like, they're like, the light is starting to show up. So I've just been feeling inspired lately. I've been working with the DJ Project, who I've been with them for many years now. It's almost, 6 or 7 years, as long as when I first started learning till now. And I'm always learning a lot with them. They've gotten me some gigs around the city of San Francisco. So most recently I did San Francisco Carnival, which is a citywide Latinx celebration of culture. And I did a vaccination fair recently, which was really cool because the mayor showed up to that. And I've just been doing a lot of city events. I think I can see myself kind of doing more like pop-up shops. I'm talking to some people about that. So that's really where I'm at in terms of all of this. And I'm excited to see where it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, great. That's super exciting. And we're excited to see where your journey goes, because you are in the making of success for yourself and your brand. And as a DJ, we're just super excited to see where you take this, because you have a passion for it. And it's like, when you have this passion, and like you said, like, just having the courage to take risk and being able to go out there and speak to people and build networks and connections, it's what takes your journey from A to B to C, all the way to Z. And it's like, just take that first step and don't do it with fear. Do it with confidence that things are going to work out and things are going to be good out of what you put into it. So I'm super excited, because, you know, a lot of people, they stop at, oh, I don't know what to do. But you saw resources, you are listening to podcasts, you're doing YouTube videos, and you're meeting people and hearing their stories. And that's how you do it, by hearing the stories of other people, seeing a pathway. And like you said, it went from just idea to a plan. And when you have that plan and you have the courage to execute on that plan, good things come out of it. Even if at the end of the day, you don't end up becoming a DJ, I'm sure there's still going to be lessons that you learn through it that's going to help you in whatever your path may be. So whatever is the current state, walk into it with confidence and get the best out of it. And I'm sure that great things will happen. So I'm super excited for you and the journey that you're taking in the future of what you're building with your DJ passion and wherever your career takes you going forward. So congratulations on graduating and doing everything that you've done to get to this point. And we're just super excited to see where you take it next. You know,
I really like appreciate that you're saying that, because I feel like oftentimes, especially for somebody who is as new as I am, I feel like it's really intimidating to see how much there is to do, that we kind of forget that we've done a lot to get to where we are. You know, it's just part of the journey, and enjoying that too. Like what you were talking about, just meeting people, that's something I feel that's very much in my nature that I really just love. I just love meeting people, and I like learning. So I think that you're right. It goes beyond DJing, because these skills of just building connections, building relationships, talking to people, and just learning to listen and not just like speak when you meet other people, and just really like hearing what they have to say, I think has been a life changer for me recently. So I appreciate that you mentioned all those things.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for being here and sharing your story. You know, one thing we like to talk about here on the My DJ Story podcast is your branding. So talk to us a little bit about the brand that you're building, Celini Beanie. How you got that name, and what does that branding mean to you?
Of course. So Celini Beanie is a really funny, really funny thing, because it's kind of goofy. And so when I was in high school, I had a friend who randomly out of the blue just called me Celini Beanie. I was like, that stuck with me. I was like, I'm gonna make that my Instagram handle. And I'm going to make, I eventually just turned all my social media handles into that. There is nothing like meaningful behind it besides that. It just stuck with me. And I was like, I feel like it's kind of goofy, kind of like I can be sometimes. part of it is that I've never really taken any of this seriously. And it just is something that stuck with me. Some DJing just kept coming back to me in weird different ways. And I feel like rolling with it is who I am as a person. In terms of branding, I feel like that's something even though I haven't really thought about, I knew that like through all of what I'm doing, who I am as a person, I just want to be a genuine person. And I want to make sure that people know that like when I meet them or when I'm playing a gig, through the process of that, it's always like, I'm going to be 100% honest. It's always going to be about integrity. And I always say it's about good vibes, you know, because part of all this and the biggest learning curve is reading a vibe, reading an energy. And I feel like when you're around good people, you can feel that. So if I have to move forward with the branding concept, it would definitely be that. It would be about integrity more than anything. Yeah.
Right. And that's exciting. And it seems very fitting in a natural kind of flow where someone said it and you kind of just ran with it and started to build a name around exactly. that branding. And I think that's how it starts. And then you organically, people get to know you as that brand and it kind of just becomes a part of you. When you are DJing, when people are booking you and seeking you as a DJ, you know, describe to me the kind of experience that you're bringing to the table. You know, why should people book you and what experience are you delivering as you are DJing to these audiences?
That's a great question. I think that for me, I bank on trust. Because I trust myself, I'm hoping other people trust me. Of course, that's not always the case. Sometimes you run into situations, but you learn a lot through those situations too. I think that for me, I have a lot of experience with a chaotic crowd. And for me, I enjoy challenges like that too. I enjoy obstacles like that. So I think that a lot of DJs are problem solvers. And I think that's a quality that I really I wouldn't say hone in, but I really do admire about myself and about other people when I watch them DJ, is that I connect with other DJs in problem solving, whether that's a software issue, a hardware issue, a situation, a crowd issue. I've been in a situation where like a speaker completely falls down and you just kind of have to handle it. But I think, problem solving has to be something that I have some experience in for how far I've come. So that and also the blending of just soul genres. I think that for me, everything is about the feel, the energy, seeing where everybody is at in the room, because it changes throughout the night. Everybody knows that. that has to be my favorite thing. And also something I learned recently, actually a few days ago, talking to some other DJs is knowing how to open. That's something I never really thought about, is that you have to really consider other DJs at night. And that's something I would not have known had I not talked to other DJs, because I hadn't really had that chance to open with other DJs. Most of the time I'm playing gigs that are just like full day gigs or in blocks. So I never really had to think about that. That's
great. That's super great. And it's, you know, super great to hear that, you know, you have your own style and your own thing that you bring to the table. So when people book you, they're getting Celine Beanie, they're getting a DJ that represents, you know, integrity and are able to come with, you know, the assets that you bring to the table. So super excited to have you here on the My DJ Story podcast. You know, before we jump into our lightning round, I'd love to hear, you know, what are ways that myself, the club and our community can support you and the things that you're currently working on?
Yeah, definitely. So I am on Instagram, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, and TikTok mostly, and they're all under Selene Beanie, which it's probably like attached to the info there. I would also say like just having more women DJs, interviewing more women DJs, hearing their stories. I think it's really inspiring to hear all of that stories from people who are like me. I wanted to add also, like, you know, coming from an immigrant family, I feel like often we're not asked, we're kind of dissuaded from like just pursuing the arts and entertainment, just because like there's a lot of burden to have a financially stable job. So listening to more stories from, you know, people who come from a background like that is important. And just to add another thing about women DJs is I feel like being a DJ is a very powerful thing, because you're able to control the energy of a room. And I think we just aren't used to seeing women in positions of power like that, but it's 2021 and we're changing that narrative, you know? So yeah, that's definitely how you can support not only me, but a lot of women DJs out there.
I absolutely love it. You're paving the way for women DJs, and we appreciate you sharing all this and look forward to building with you further as we progress to watch you and your journey. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Sounds good.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
So hardware, I have some Audio-Technica turntables. They're the ATLP-120s. The Denon DJ interface. I have a Neumark M2 mixer. And I've been obsessed with my Hercules Starlight, which is like this portable little controller, but you can control, like, you can practice on a car or anything. And then I use a MacBook. For software, I use Serato. And yeah.
Who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite I love DJ Miles Medina. And he's a really, in my opinion, he's like a really good contemporary turntablist. And I'm a fan of his tone playing and his wordplay and all of that. Yeah.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at, and what made it special?
Oh, my favorite event was actually 2 years ago. It was the Oakland Hip Hop Museum, because it was really cool to be kind of surrounded by artifacts of hip hop history while playing hip hop and R&B.
Yeah. Name some of the best places to party in your city.
Ooh, some of the best places to party in San Francisco. Most recently, with the pandemic opening, I've been going to this place called Arena, which is a celebration of kind of just like Asian American culture. So that's been open recently. I would say that's the best place to go right now. Yeah.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
I think what's missing is that I know you're doing with the club app, which I really appreciate, is just that kind of cut, like getting cut off because of certain music. And I think it's nice to have an app that recognizes that our art form is using other music and kind of making it our own. So I appreciate that.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally, whose stories also need to be shared on this podcast.
Ooh, definitely DJ Quest. He is someone I consider a good friend and a mentor, and he's actually a pioneer in the DJ world. He one day, his story is that he accidentally switched, he wired everything in reverse, and he's the reason why we have the reverse button on all our software and hardware now. So if you can get his story, that'd be awesome. And just to plug in some female women DJs, DJ Umami, who's currently the Filipina DJ for the Golden State Warriors. She's out here in the Bay Area in Oakland. Also in Oakland is DJ Bite Size. I got to see her recently, and I think she's doing some really amazing stuff, and she's really young too, and I love her work, so definitely her. I also want to shout out real quick, not only the DJ Project, who I've been with, but I've been working with a nonprofit organization called Collaboration San Francisco, and they advocate for Asian American voices in arts and entertainment. And they've really given me the opportunity to learn a lot through the nonprofit world, but also just different softwares and things about editing. So shout out to them too.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to hearing their stories. And any DJ that's interested in being on the show can do so at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
Yeah, so I'm not really currently doing events in person right now, but online I'm doing a lot of, I'm posting on my TikTok at Selene Beanie, and I'm posting on my Instagram as at Selene Beanie. And yeah, you can mostly find me there. I hope to see you there.
Awesome. This has been a really great interview. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our audience has as well. Everyone, check out Selene Beanie. She's really doing an amazing job in her journey as a DJ. So we're super excited to support you in that journey. So thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in the club.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.